Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
So far on the show, Brooke, we've talked a bit about annoying advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one for me is the menu log ad with Katy Perry. It's brand new. It sounds a bit like this. Let's hear it.
It's a bit of a bop.
She's no Snoop Dogg.
No, you're
and
never going
to talk my that. Problem is, because I don't have TV reception at my house, shout out to my landlord, I have to streams like MasterChef, for example. So they're all very generic ads. They're not like local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also food related.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's, yeah, it's not their best. I kind of want to see if I can't become the new spokesperson for Menulog.
Okay. Do we have Menulog here in the Riverlands?
Like your Domino's and your McDonald's and maybe Hungry Jack's have it.
Yep.
That's about as far as it goes. So, look, this is not an ad for Menulog. I've created a new business, Menu Bob, which I like to think of as just, hey, a place where you can find all your menus and figure it out for yourself. Look, the business itself isn't important. The pitch is the talent and the ability to be musical about food options. This is my pitch.
Menu Bob.
Feeling like a sandwich, I'm in the River Landwich. It's got a lot of things to eat. I'm always shopping local. No Subway, Jared Fogle. I'm hitting that patisserie. Next, I'm feeling dinner. I'm looking for a winner. I'm checking out the Loxton Club. I make one Parmigiani, some crumbed calamari, and membership? Sign me up. I'm gonna try it all. So how do you choose from all the menus you have to peruse to find nice foods? It's simple, dudes. Burgers or stews. There's just one resource you gotta use.
Did somebody say
Menu Bob?
Thank you for pitching in your vocal talents, not knowing what you were part of.
I had no idea. That was phenomenal. I say we get you on the books. You Menu Bob, the new business.
Did somebody say Brooke and Bob?
That sounds so good.